This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're joined in this portion of our program on The Fan, Sports Radio 66, Sports Radio 101.9 here in New York City. I'm Bob Salter and joined by Candy Pickard, who is interim president and CEO of National Down Syndrome Society. She is joining us on our program. We're talking about the 2019 National Play Campaign, and it's nice to have you join us on our program, first of all.
Thank you. It's great to be here on a Sunday morning.
The National Down Syndrome Society, and that's quite a mouthful as it is, goes by the acronym NDSS. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is that the society covers?
Absolutely. So NDSS is the leading human rights organization for all individuals with Down syndrome. Our priority within NDSS is really to provide state-of-the-art comprehensive programming to the Down syndrome community for their families. And we cover that in a few different areas. And one of those is our advocacy and policy center, our inclusive health and sports program. We also host the Buddy Walk. We do our flagship Buddy Walk in New York City in September. And then our last bucket is around outreach resources and our public awareness. For us, we really, you know, want all people with Down syndrome to have the opportunity to have a quality life, realize their life aspirations, and be welcome in their local communities.
What about, I guess, even promoting public awareness of what people with Down syndrome face?
You know, individuals with Down syndrome, right now, you know, they're living a lot longer. In 1983 to be exact, you know, individuals with Down syndrome were living to the age of 25.
Wow.
You know, now folks are living into their 60s and 70s, which says a lot for not only, you know, our communities, but also, you know, modern medicine. You know, we're living longer, healthier lives, and a lot of that, you know, comes to being included in our communities, in school. You know, now we're seeing so many more post-secondary education programs and employment. Our folks are working and, you know, having long-standing careers, which is exciting.
It is exciting. And when we're talking about the 2019 National Play Campaign, we've touched upon this once before on this program a number of years back, but how do you explain what the campaign's all about?
Sure. So PLAY stands for Promoting a Lifetime of Activity for Youth. And it's a public awareness campaign from the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainer Society, another mouthful, goes by PBAT, in conjunction with the Ruderman Family Foundation, ourselves with NDSS, Taylor Hooten Foundation, and the Henry Schein Cares Foundation. And it was created in 2004 to really raise awareness about young people's health issues, disability inclusion, you know, both which are major concerns in the U.S. And the PLAY campaign really, you know, aims to combat child obesity, promoting healthy living, and disability inclusion among young people in America.
So when we're talking about the involvement of NDSS in the PLAY campaign, I mean, what does this mean for the society being part of this?
Well, I just wrapped up. I was in Cleveland this week and in Kansas City, and it's really exciting. I mean, for us to be able to, you know, have a platform to speak about the role that people with disabilities have played, not only throughout baseball's history, but the lessons that we can go forward with health and wellness and just being, you know, part of this exciting event with their typical peers. It's really amazing.
The PBATs that you mentioned, Professional Baseball Athletic Trainers Society, what do they do?
So they work in conjunction with Major League Baseball to host these different campaigns. Since 2004, I believe we've hosted close to 300 play events inside all 30 Major League Baseball parks. And they've really reached these communities with positive message about, you know, really making smart life choices, having that active lifestyle. And it's really an exciting opportunity for our athletic trainers within professional baseball and the players. This week we had a handful of players that came out and did the different clinic with the youth that were there at those particular campaigns.
What's the atmosphere like at a play event?
Oh, I tell you, it's an exciting event. I think most people really get excited to just be in a Major League Baseball stadium, but to have the opportunity to actually, you know, be on the field, do a little, you know, throwing clinic, or, you know, learn about nutrition and health and wellness, you know, while sitting in the dugout of a Major League Baseball opportunity is really exciting. I mean, even for me, my youngest son Mason was born with Down syndrome, and I've actually kind of had him tag along to a couple of these events with me. And, you know, we love baseball, and just to be in that type of environment, it's intoxicating.
Well, what's it like for him? I mean, what does he, what kind of feedback is he giving, whether it's just in terms of reaction or things he says?
Yeah, you know, for Mason, this is his first year playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He's watched his siblings play baseball over, my oldest is 17, so over the last 15 years. But, you know, for him, it's just really being able to just be there, run the bases, you know, is exciting. You know, he loves to bat, so being part of the, you know, clinics when they do some little batting type of drills is really fun for him. But, you know, the feedback is he wants to do it more. And, you know, for him, it's looking at the big picture, and, you know, his big brother wants to play college ball, and I'm sure that, you know, that's his vision too when he looks at it now as a 7-year-old.
That's got to be kind of neat as it is.
It is. As a parent, you know, Mason is my fourth. He's my youngest, and we didn't know that he was diagnosed with Down syndrome until after he was born. And so, you know, we immediately thought of, you know, what limitations he was going to have. And now 7 years, he lives a healthy, you know, fantastic life with his siblings. He's included in his school programs and everything that he does within school. And I just look for a bright future for him, you know, with going to college, and, you know, if he wants to play ball, or if he wants to, you know, find a job doing what he loves. It's just the American dream, as all of us have.
Mm. That's good. It's so inspiring to hear that. Certainly thank you for sharing that with us. Is there an online resource in terms of a website that you can share with us for the society?
Absolutely. So our web address is ndss.org. And there's more information just around our organization and what we do within the Down syndrome community. And then we do have a link on there for those that may want to participate in any upcoming play events. You can drop down and register, and we'd love to have as many participate. It is an inclusive campaign, so everybody's welcome.
Candy Pickard, who is Interim President, CEO of National Down Syndrome Society, joining us on our program. And also talking with us about the 2019 National Play Campaign, hopefully a very successful effort this year as well. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure.
And certainly good luck continued with your work, and give that youngster of yours a hello from us.
I will, absolutely. We'll be on the diamond today, so I absolutely will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.